Hello and welcome to a special presentation of Heritage Information Radio. I'm Kevin Harkins. The first celebration of Father's Day is believed to have taken place in Fairmont, West Virginia, on July 5th, 1908. But the annual observance didn't obtain national status until six decades later. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation honoring fathers and setting aside the third Sunday of every June as Father's Day. 6 years later, in 1972, President Richard Nixon would sign the law, making Father's Day an official national holiday. To be sure, the idea of a day for dad has been closely connected since its beginnings to the marketing interests of makers of cigars, tools, and other manly merchandise. Yet the first celebrations in West Virginia and later in Washington State took place in churches, where the theological importance of fathers and fatherhood was embraced and preached. Today, we bring you the story of one man who has learned the hard way the importance of fatherhood. Robert Howard Jr. never got to know his dad in the way that most of us have. He grew to know his father in a very different way that demanded courage, determination, strength, and a kind of tough love from those closest to him. But it was Robert who, when the answers to the most difficult questions life can throw at us seemed unattainable, mustered the endurance to press on and to ultimately find himself by coming face to face with the father within. Now, I come from a military family. My oldest brother served in Vietnam. My brother-in-law was in the army in Thailand. My father was a Marine, my grandfather a sailor, and I have two uncles that fought in World War II. Every one of them came home. But what happens when they don't? In a moment, you will hear Robert Howard Jr. tell his story in an exclusive interview with this reporter. When I return for The Father Within Me, the story of Bobby Howard's son.